Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to talk about this Thursday night game because I think we get a good one, guys. Rams 49ers, we're heading into week 15. We talked about this last week. Rams are dangerous, man, right? I mean, yeah, and I think you called it, Jason. You said, I think this is a spot when they played the Bills last week, and I'll be damned, look what happened.
Well, that game was Matt Stafford's like masterpiece. What he does, like, I've really been studying the Rams hard the last month. Like, what it comes down to is they have certain concepts. It doesn't matter if you're playing Buffalo or who you're playing. The concepts hold up. Like, they beat the Saints on a play where they bring the coup across the field in motion. They flip it to him on the outside. He's got blocks. Like, he accelerates. He finds the path. They win the game. Did the same thing last week to Buffalo to put the game on ice. Like, they have these concepts of getting the ball to the wide receivers out of a variety of formations and motions, and it works. And Stafford is excellent at putting the ball right on the tee. And then their timing routes down the field are ridiculous. And so, like, when Stafford doesn't get hit, like he didn't really get hit last week, like, he's as dangerous as anybody in this game. And the young kids on defense, look, they gave up a bunch of points, so I'm not going to rave about them. But all they do is play hard. Jared Verse, Fisk, Kobe Turner, like, they've got something going on there. And San Francisco doesn't look like they have the speed or the ability to get to the quarterback. I know they had a bunch of sacks last week, in a really one-sided game. But, like, I feel like this is a game where the Rams could go to San Francisco and win this thing.
I'm with you, Baldy. Look, we now have almost a season sample size of when the Rams' skill players are all available. So you got 16 games where Stafford, Kyren, Puka, Cooper Kupp are all starting and playing the game. They're 11-5 in those games. They score over 26 points a game. Their third down conversions soar. Their red zone offense production soars when they've got the full complement of cards for McVay to play. So there's that. McVay has been an animal in December. This is his time of year. Now, Kyle has had McVay's number. We're all aware of that. But McVay, in the really, really big spots, like a playoff game, McVay's got it. And tonight, to me, this is a playoff game. So I do factor, you know, that in as well. Bosa might play. I don't know what they're going to get there. You know, Trent Williams is still out. I tend to think that becomes a factor in this game against this Rams defense.
Who's running the ball, Jason? Who's running the ball for San Francisco?
I mean, we could say it doesn't matter. Scheme, Alex Gibbs, right? But I'm with you, Paul.
You go McCaffrey, Mason, Garendo, and then what? Taylor? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's limited.
Yeah. Like, I tend to think if San Francisco wins this game, it's because Kittle goes off. I mean, Kittle is the guy who this quarterback really trusts. Kittle's the guy showing up in the red zone when not a lot of other people are. But, like, San Francisco's special teams are god-awful. And San Francisco's been terrible in the fourth quarter all year. Jason,
they played week three down in Los Angeles, and Jake Moody missed a field goal that could have put him up 10 with 2 minutes to go. You know, and they Rams got great field position, threw a ball to Tutu Atwell, and next thing you know, it was, you know, they went got the ball back and kicked field goal and won the game by three. But, like, their field goal special teams have been nothing, not the least bit special all year.
Yeah, so when I look at all that, I'm going to take the three. I don't mind the Rams on the money line, but I think this game goes over. Like, I think there's 50 points or more in this ball game. And yeah, if San Francisco loses this one,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't see a road for them to do a whole lot postseason wise.
Fellas, we're running out of time. I mean, that's the other part, right? For these teams that are on the bubble per se. Let me ask you guys this. Why are we not talking about Kyren Williams more? Guys, this dude has 12 touchdowns. And he did it last year.
He was, in fact, last year, Carl, you know, I know Christian McCaffrey won the rushing title, but Kyren Williams missed some games during the season. He actually led the league last year in rushing yards per game, over 100 yards a game. Like, he is a great player.
I agree.
He's a good player. Like, he catches the ball well. He'll protect Stafford when they want to blitz him. And then between the tackles, like, that guy is very skilled, very skilled. And he finishes runs, and he finishes in the end zone, to your point about the touchdown runs. He had two last week. Like, he is a very good player.
All right, one last thing about the Rams, and this has nothing to do with the game. How good is Sean McVay, guys? O'Connell leaves. It doesn't matter. Raheem Morris leaves. He takes Zach Robinson with him. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Think about how consistent McVay has been despite his coaching staff being, right, just taking different places around the league. And a lot of those guys are successful. We're seeing it. What's it say about it?
Yeah, I mean, Matt LaFleur, like, you just go through the list. I mean, he's built a tree as quick as anybody's built a tree. That, you know, whether it's Bill Walsh or Holmgren or Andy Reid, like, his tree is – it's like – his tree is the league. It's the new West Coast offense. Like, everybody wants a piece. So he coaches the coaches. He coaches the players. He's got a great general manager. They work side by side with Les Snead. Yep. All the social media stuff they put out during the draft, it's fun to watch. Like, they're really plugged in. Like, that guy – and it looks like he was wavering a couple of years ago when he won a Super Bowl, whether he was going to walk – I don't know. He got the young wife. He's, you know, he's got the family thing going. Like, he's just – you. Anybody that's around him, like, that guy is – he is a CEO, man. Like, he is large and in charge. He's amazing.
He is. Fellas, 4 o'clock window Sunday. It's In the Huddle. Subscribe, like us, follow us on YouTube. You can watch us In the Huddle pod. Bills, Lions. Some people are saying Super Bowl preview. I don't know. But I cannot wait because I think this has – and again, indoors, all right? So the Bills, we're not worried about the weather. It's at the Lions. The Lions are favored in this game, and rightfully so, I think, at home. But, man, I think this is going to be a hell of a matchup on Sunday, Baldy. And I think for what we're seeing with Josh, he accounted for 6 touchdowns last week.
I know.
Now, they lost the game, but, damn, he played well.
Yeah, he played great. But Detroit – You have to really study hard now to see who's playing defense for Detroit.
True. I mean,
they are really thin on that side of the ball. They are using all their – I mean, they signed Jamal Adams on Wednesday. He was playing on Sunday. Like, that's where they're at in the linebacker. So, and, you know, they've been decimated all year long. But the one constant, the offense hums. And it's always – they start every game the same. Let's give it to Montgomery.
Yep.
Let's give it to Montgomery. We're going to get Gibbs in here, but we're going to work Montgomery early. We're going to get it to Amon-Ra. Like, their ability to start every game. Like, the Eagles never start fast. There's teams out there that struggle the first quarter. They hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And I think Buffalo are going to have their hands full with this running attack. And that's how they start, and everything comes off it. You know, Jared Goff is under center. It's play action. We're going to feed the run game. And then the other part, and I'll let you go here, Jason, is like last game against Green Bay, five attempts on fourth downs. Like, to them, if it's third and five, to the rest of the league, it's a passing down. To the Detroit Lions, we're going to give it to Gibbs. If he gets the first down, fine. But if it's fourth and two, we're going for it. And it doesn't really matter where it's at on the field. And so their mentality is, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to run it. We're going to go for it on fourth downs. If we get stopped at the 31-yard line like they did against Green Bay, we'll have to live with it. But their offense is really, I marvel at everything that they're doing up front.
Yeah, Baldy, I'm on the Lions here, and it's because of the offensive line and the run game. And I just think they can shorten this game. Yeah. They can speed Josh Allen up a little bit on the road in a dome where it's going to be loud, make him chase possessions. We're going to shorten the game by turning fourth down into third down and by running it down your throats and dominating time of possession. And I like David Montgomery, 14 and a half attempts. Like, I'm over that. Now, he's usually around 15, but Baldy, I look at Mr. Inside. Like, to me, you got Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, right? Gibbs and Montgomery. When you look at how light in the ass the Bills are up front in that front seven, I think they're coming right after him. Like, I think if the Montgomery first drive goes well, guess what? He might get the second drive too. And if they have a lead in the second half, Montgomery's the closer. So
they've got a very clear formula on how they want to win games. And everybody knows their role, you know, and maybe the difference is because it's hard to get the ball, you know, beyond the Buffalo Bills secondary.
Yes.
But if there's one guy who can do it, it's Jameson Williams. Like, he's their home run hitter, and they don't use him a lot. But when they hit him, like, it usually ends up in the end zone. The thing that you just mentioned, though, Jason, it's so true around the league right now. I always look, you know, on the stat sheet about how many possessions a team gets. And Detroit, they limit you sometimes to eight possessions.
That's nothing.
Like, if you turn it over, you're kicking a field goal. Like, all of a sudden, Josh Allen's sitting there just – looking at the clock on him. Am I ever going to get back on the field? Yeah. That's how they kind of play the game. And they choke you out. They just don't give you the opportunities to go score six touchdowns like Josh did last week.
Guys, I like the over in this game. Look, if there's anybody that can score with these guys, it is the Bills. You go back to their Miami game back on November 3rd. They scored 30. They scored 30 against Indy, 30 against Kansas City, 35 against San Francisco. Last week in a losing effort, 42. They can score. So I like the over in this.
Yeah.
But I do agree with your assessment of the philosophy of how Dan Campbell, the mindset of Ben Johnson, AG, the Aaron Glenn, their approach, they're all on the same page, and that's why they are where they are right now.
You know, one last thing just to button it up here, Carl. Like, they went for it on fourth and two with 40-something seconds to go a game against the Packers.
Yeah.
And really, all Dan Campbell said is, I want to finish the game with the ball. That mentality, like, I'm not giving it to Jordan Love for 10 seconds. I'm not leaving it to chance. I'm going to control the game, and I'm going to finish the game. We'll kick the field goal, but we're not going to leave any time on the clock. We're going for it on fourth and two. Even if it's a chance, we give the ball back. Like, that's a mentality now where I think if you want to win a Super Bowl, I know it backfired last year in the championship game.
Yeah.
But I think if you're thinking about winning a Super Bowl, that mentality, that's a Super Bowl winning mentality.
Fellas, as we turn the page and talk about Steelers-Eagles, first, before we get into the game, what the hell is wrong with A.J. Brown? What's going on with it? These guys have won 9 in a row. Is he about to screw this up?
So, you know, look, here's the thing. In this 9-game win streak right now, I know you got all the numbers right there, Jason, so you can spit them out too, but Jalen Hurts has thrown 12 touchdowns, 1 interception. When they were 2-2 and getting blown out by Tampa, they would turn the ball over, like, frequently. So they stopped turning it over. They've got probably the MVP that they hand the ball off to. They run it 56% of the time, the league best. Like, he's only averaging 21 pass attempts a game. Now, could he have thrown it to A.J. instead of Devontae Smith for a touchdown? He could have, yeah. Could he have thrown it to A.J. instead of Grant Calcaterra for a touchdown? He could have. But they still scored a touchdown. So, at some point, it's about winning games. And every single guy that gets long on the tooth in this business, they want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. They all say the same thing. I don't care about stats. I don't care about if we're winning, I'm happy. At some point, you go, the formula is working. I will contribute. Like, the last time the Steelers came to Philadelphia, A.J. Brown caught 3 long touchdown passes. and torched the Steelers 2 years ago. Like, that might happen again. But Jalen's not putting the ball up in harm's way right now. He's just not. He knows. He's smart enough to know this formula is working. Even if it's against Carolina Panthers and it was a nail biter, this formula is working. And he's listening to it. He knows what his – like, he is the godfather to A.J. Brown's daughter. So, like, there is a family connection there. But, I don't know, Brandon Graham came out, you know, kind of lit it all up saying, you know, like, this is a personal thing now. I don't know if it is or not. I think it's somewhere in between. But, I don't know, like, Mike Tomlin's coming to town. He's trying to win that division. There ain't no chirping in Pittsburgh about who's getting the ball. I know that.
No, and George Pickens – isn't getting the ball, right? Because he's probably not playing, and I think that's reflected in this line. But give me those 5.5 points, and I have sprinkled Pittsburgh on the money line here as well. Mike Tomlin, his last 11 times as a road dog, he's won 9 of them straight up. He's covered 11 of his last 16 as a.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A road dog. I just feel like the Steelers aren't going to beat themselves here. Like the Eagles might. I'd actually like the Eagles a little more if this was a road game. Like if the Eagles have a slow start and AJ's pouting on the sidelines a little bit and Sirianni.
The blue birds are out, caught, man. The blue birds just, are out.
Sirianni gets caught turning around looking at a fan who's booing him. Like I can just paint a picture.
They haven't played a good game at home all year, Jason. They played horrible at home. Carolina. Yeah. Like Jacksonville, Cleveland.
Yeah, they're 1-4. Yep, 1-4 against the spread at home. Pittsburgh's been, like I told you, a road-covering dog. And they're 10-3 are the Steelers against the spread on the season. Like, they're 6-1 against the spread since Russ took over. Can they run the ball on the Eagles the way I would like to say they could, if you know, as someone backing the Steelers here? Probably not. But I don't think the Eagles are going to run the ball on them the way they're accustomed to running the ball on people.
It's interesting because somebody said to me the other day, hey, you know, Russell's really cooking. I'm like, is he? Is he really? Like, I watch Russell in that offense play. It puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, it is about as basic. But Russell's smart enough to know right now, especially without Pickens. Just Mike Williams is just, like, he's just a guy out there. Like, he's not been a part of the offense outside of the first touchdown catch.
Yeah. Right.
But honestly, Russell's smart enough to know that they lead the league in takeaways, okay? They've got 16 fumble recoveries. Their defense is scoring touchdowns. They've got 28 takeaways in 13 games. It's ridiculous what they're doing. And Russell's smart enough to know, like, let the defense keep doing what they're doing. Let's don't screw it up. We'll run it. We'll run. We'll kick field goals. Maybe I'll get a little triple option to Van Jefferson for a touchdown. We'll sneak one in. I mean, they basically, like, they function and they know their role. And the defense is carrying them. Like, it's been good for them right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's going to be an interesting matchup. That is also in the 4 o'clock window. And, you know,
one stat on the game, it's interesting to me. Because I live in Philly, so I hear both sides all the time. The last time the Steelers came to Philadelphia and won was 1965 at Franklin Field.
Wow.
Like they're 0-10. Coming to Philadelphia. Now, none of these players have anything to do with that stat, you know, for the most part. But still, it's one of those stats you just kind of like 1965 pre, you know, Chuck Noll. Well, that's a long time in this rivalry.